talking about a veto with a senator, and I've got a helicopter waiting at 1 o'clock, and he got a hold of him wanting to come see me on a veto message that affected his state, and I tried to debate it with him on the phone. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you, but I heard that you had a particular interest in some of the aspects of this bill, and there was one aspect of it really that bothers me more than anything else, and that's the timing problem after a standard is set. And I was told that you were interested in reducing that from a possible 2 years down to 1 year. And I just wanted to explain to you that these things, if a standard is set, it then has to be engineered, and if it's particularly a kind of a thing, it probably have to get production equipment in place for it. And we're going to have trouble even meeting the time of 2 years. And this might throw the whole industry out of kilter from a phase standpoint, the way we usually operate. And we've got actually a proviso in there now that the secretary, in his discretion, after looking over the situation, might even want to extend beyond 2 years. And I think, from our standpoint, that this is a necessary thing, because if we don't have it, and if we're forced into a situation, we may be in violation, but in violation because it's just physically impossible to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing that was mostly on my mind, that I wanted to chat with you.
I'm glad to have your views. I'll look into it. I don't know anything about it. I thought we sent up the recommendation on 2 years.
Yeah, you did.
And I have heard that since then that the Congress thought we were very derelict, and that they thought we ought to move with much greater speed, and they were going to rewrite it. I did not know that we had taken the position that we ought to amend it and reduce it to 1 year.
I think that's what I was told Joe Califano saying.
Let me hold it right here a second. Let me see if I... Hello?
Yes, sir.
He's gone to lunch, and...
Well, we can get in touch with him this afternoon if you want, or something like that.
Do that. You talk to him. I'm leaving, supposed to leave at 1 o'clock, going down to my daughter's graduation.
Well, I don't want to bother you.
I want you to. Anytime that you have any problem, I want to hear about it, and I want to concern myself with it, and I want to help if any way in the world I can, because I find that you're always doing that for others, and I sure want to reciprocate it. And I
appreciate that very much.
I'll have my general counsel Harry McPherson, who's with me. I'll ask him to talk to Califano, and as soon as he gets back, and I've told his secretary to have him call me. He's at the Federal City Club eating lunch, and maybe I'll get a chance to talk to him before. If not, I'll have my counsel talk to him, and I'll have him call you and discuss it with you within the hour, I hope.
Fine. I also wanted to say to you that I don't know what happened at this Lehman Brothers lunch that apparently got some kind of conversation going, but I wouldn't worry about Goldwater, fellas.
I'm not. What happened was I was quite distressed about it, because someone said to me that they thought that I had acted very harshly and very critical of the Ford Motor Company for their attitude. And I said, well, I've never felt that way at all, and I've never heard anybody at Ford Motor Company say that, and I don't believe that they feel that way. As a matter of fact, I asked Mr. Ford to discuss this with me, and he said, well, that he would be glad to if I thought it was the appropriate thing to do. And I said, I not only thought it was appropriate, I thought it was necessary to get his judgment. He's made more automobiles than I have, and a lot of damn fools can throw a monkey wrench in the machine, but it takes a smart man to build one, and you can destroy it a lot easier than you can construct it. And I have seen him do it in some ventures I have had through the years, and I want to consider both sides before I make judgments. They said, well, you said that these men had blood on their hands. And I said, I never heard of such a thing. I've got everything I ever said recorded. You, where did I say this? And they said, well, you called all the Ford people together and made a speech to that effect. And I said, no, I don't have such a thing. I talked to Mr. Ford individually in my private office, and I don't have a recording of that, but I reviewed with the bill with him, and he said, well, I'll see if we can't live under the bill. And he tried to approach it from a patriotic standpoint and said he didn't know with all the details, but he would certainly ask his people to study it and try to do what they could to be helpful, that he didn't want to be a recalcitrant. And that's the only discussion I've had. So they said, well, it must be some mistake because you made a speech and called him in. So I went back and got the recording of my comments in the speech, and I said nothing like that, and nothing that referred to any of them having any blood on their hands about any auto accidents or any cars that they made. I said that I don't want you to roll me and have blood running over me on my transportation department here and to fee the bill because we're going to do it, but I referred to no company or no individual.
There was no Ford Motor Company officials there in the sense that they're acting for Ford Motor Company, and it's not a Ford Motor Company viewpoint. I just wanted to.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
These kind of things get talked about. I don't know anything about the lunch, of course, but I don't question the reporting of it. I just want to tell you that it's a, as far as I'm concerned, it's a bunch of Goldwater fellows talking.
God bless you. That's all right. And even if they're Goldwater people, they're with Ford. I want to be friendly, and I don't want to hurt them. And I want them to know if they think I meant blood for them, I don't mean it. And all I want to do is just have a relationship with you like I do with you right now. Wait a minute. I've got California on the line. Wait just a second. Henry,
yes, sir.
He said no, that our position is what it always been, 2 years before the standards go into effect, and then I believe 2 years after that. He said Magnuson staff people want to bring that down to a year and a half or a year, that we have told them that we did not think that they could do that, but that's where it is. But he will call you as soon as he gets through his lunch.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, my friend.
Hope you have a wonderful trip. Sorry to bother you.
I'm glad you did, Henry.
Thank you.
Waiting.